I really never had a foundation for Christ. There was never a foundation for, I guess, that love and Christ. So I go through a life of a lot of bad deals and a lot of bad dealings, so to speak, and finally divorced. And basically, I turned my life over to Satan for about 20 years. Hmm. And then got saved, 6 years ago. That's the whole story in a kind of a short version of it.
Well, when you mentioned divorce, you're talking about your parents or your own?
No, my own divorce at 33 years old.
Oh, okay.
Had three children, went through a divorce, and I think that was pretty much the straw that broke the camel's back. I had had enough of through life, and then finally missing my children and this divorce process and stuff. It was back in 1987. That was kind of the crux of when things really got bad. Huh. Changed for me.
All right, let's go back to the very beginning. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, wow. Okay. What kind of religious background did you have in your family setting, if any?
Well, we went to a mainstream denominational church, 30, 45 minutes on Sunday, but, we didn't live that life. In other words, as soon as we got home, it was far from Christ-like. So I think that set a tone in me for this lukewarmness that I speak about in my book.
Okay, and how old were you when you first in any way dabbled in anything related to Satan or the occult or anything like that?
Well, I had witnessed some of it when I was young by a couple women in my life. I don't want to mention names, but I'd witnessed some of that very young, but I never really dabbled into it until I was, 33 years old as far as when I made the decision to serve the enemy. So I was 33 years old before I physically got into it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so in other words, after you had gotten divorced as a 33-year-old man, that's when you started getting into the occult. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I know it seems late in life, but that's when I started.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 57.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so, what was it that brought you, to follow Satan? I mean, obviously you had some kind of church background. You would have known, surely you must have known, that in the end of the day, Jesus Christ will win, that Jesus Christ is victorious. And even if things may look the other way now, the fact is greater is he that is in us, meaning God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, than he that is in the world, meaning Satan.
Right. I don't think I saw that. In fact, I'll throw this out there. I don't think Satan sees it. If he's a chief deceiver, a father of lies, how could he know the truth? It may be there. He may have the knowledge, but he cannot know. Hmm. I kind of go against a lot of what people think. But at one time, after a year or so of getting into the cult, I thought we could beat this God. And I think Satan thinks that because there's no truth in him.
Or, as the book of Revelation says, he is full of fury because he knows his days are short. Okay,
right.
So, I don't want to glorify the occult in any way, but open our eyes here. What happened when you were 33? How did you get into all this? Obviously, being deceived, but go ahead.
Right. There was a day that I was sitting on the couch and angry with God. I believe God was both good and evil. Isaiah, I think, 25:7 says, "For I created light, I created darkness, I created good, I created evil, as the Lord do all these things." And I had a little scripture, from way back that was twisted and given to me. And I thought, God, if he created evil, if he created everything, he was responsible for it. And in my brain, in my twisted brain, I thought, he's both good and evil. And since my life had seemed such a wretch and horrible to me, I might as well serve the dark side because that's all I really ever knew. I didn't know the light.
Now, at the age of 33, usually one has a beginning, work pattern or career or a trajectory for the same. What were you involved in as far as any kind of work or anything? What was your background?
I was in sales at the time. I just had started my formal education, my secondary education, college, and at 33, usually by then we're out of school as well, but I'd started, my education late in university and was selling chemicals and different things, for different companies and gave me the freedom to move around and such. But that's where I was at. I was just a salesperson for a local chemical company.
Did you get involved in some sort of local covens? Did you get involved in, you know, we know there are churches, and if you want to serve Jesus Christ, you can go to churches and get involved in that. What did you do, you know, as a 33-year-old man deciding to follow the other side?
Well, you know, I picked up the appropriate books that I thought I needed, the Satanic Bible and Book of Shadows and different books. Went to a bookstore, just led there by the Spirit, if you will, and started just studying and basically went from Levian Satanism, which is, you know, you're your own God, to theistic, which is Satan is my God. And it took a year or two to kind of make that transformation. But I was solitary. I did it on my own. I studied it. I thought it'd be weak to join any group because it'd be like going to a party and get talked into, let's say, drinking, and you could blame it on somebody. I wholeheartedly wanted to do this act, and I did it.
Now, when you may you mentioned LaVey Satanism, you're talking about Anton LaVey, and you mentioned even the Satanic Bible. Really, in a sense, you could summarize that book by saying that essentially it just promotes selfishness. Instead of praying like Jesus prays or teaches us to pray, thy will be done, thy heavenly Father's will be done. Instead, you're basically saying, my will be done. And that's the essence of Satanism in that sense. But it sounds like you went into much deeper philosophy and so forth than just mere selfishness.
Right. I you know, all Satanism is narcissism. All it is self-promotion, where the Lord says, present your body a living sacrifice daily for others. It's just all flesh. It's all what you want. It's all self-consumption. Your birthday is the most important day of the year for a LaVeyan Satanist, and it just counters whatever God has. So, but I wanted deeper. I knew there was more to it, and just set a serving self like the average person does, I believe, and here, especially in the U.S., that I wanted to go deeper. I wanted to know who this God was and all about him, and I did. I got deeper into the satanic and into actual theistic Satanism.
Okay, so tell us about your life during that 20 years, or 19 years, essentially.
Yeah, it was lousy. You know, looking at it, if we could go back, naturally, knowing the God I know now, that I wouldn't have done it, but I didn't know this God, and, you know, the God, the King of the Kings and Lord of Lords. But it was just, it started with slowly depressing thoughts and depression it's all in the mind naturally. And then it got deeper and deeper into just very, very dark depression, very dark thoughts, blood sacrifices. It just got dark.
You got involved in blood sacrifices of animals, obviously, right?
Right, and self-cutting. All cutters are Satanists, but all Satanists are cutters. 1 Kings 18:28 says they cut themselves with knives and lances till the blood flowed. Mark 5:5, you got a crazed guy in a cave cutting himself with stones. So cutting's nothing new.
Yeah, wow, very true. Now, there must have been some reason for doing it. I mean, in other words, we do that which will give us pleasure, or that which will avoid pain. What was your motivation for getting into this deeper and deeper? Did you think that somehow the depression that you had would lift the deeper you got into it? That there must have been some sort of benefit, you know, even though there might have been a fish hook on the other end.
Well, it's like anything else. We're out for power. We're out for money. You know, the typical person is out for self. It was power. There was power on the dark side. Now, naturally, there's not any kind of power compared to the Lord's power, but at the time, it was to usher in demons. It was to get more insight, if you will, into the spirit realm. It goes on both sides of the fence, and the cutting and the blood sacrifices were merely a notion to say, here I'm really in. Here we go.